This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Protests have broken out in the Congo over the president's refusal to step down at the end of his term. They're being led by churches calling for peaceful marches to protest the delay in elections. Eight have died. Police fired into the sanctuary of a Catholic church. Altar boys were arrested. By analyzing Google Street View, researchers can now fairly accurately determine political leanings from the images. Republican voting districts tend to have extended pickup cab trucks, while Democratic districts have sedans. Judging by vehicles and neighborhoods, Chicago has the highest level of income segregation and Jacksonville the least. Researchers have found that babies feel empathy long before their first birthday. In their first year, infants show signs of trying to understand the suffering they're seeing. 18-month-olds often translate empathy into positive social behavior, like giving a hug or a toy to comfort a hurt child. Arab Barometer, a pollster, found that the Middle East is becoming less religious. In Egypt, for example, support for imposing Sharia or Islamic law has fallen from 85% in 2011 to 34% in 2016. In Lebanon and Morocco, only half as many Muslims listen to recitals of the Quran now as they did in 2011. General Motors now sells its cars for an average of $30,000 at a profit margin of 7.5%. With automated vehicles that are part of GM-owned fleet operating 24/7, GM estimates they would make profit of hundreds of thousands of dollars per car with margins up to 30%. A new analysis suggests that less forest was destroyed in Africa than previously thought in the 20th century. The numbers now stands at 22% rather than the earlier estimates of 35 to 55% losses. Archaeologists using Google Earth discovered 400 rectangular stone gates strewn across the Arabian desert that they think may have been the work of ancient nomadic tribes. The role of Scott Engels, Oil Environmental and Safety Agency, is raising questions because the role of the agency is not to promote the oil industry, but safety. Yet it is rolling back post-Deepwater Horizon cautionary rules. A number of states are strengthening their banking regulations and supervision as a hedge against action being taken to weaken Dodd-Frank protections and oversight federally. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.